Don't touch that dial. You are listening to Linda Sims. The name of this show is called A Voice of a People, and this show is live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Last but not least, this option calls for also action. If you would like to be a part of the show today, if you have any questions you would like to ask or like to make any comments, please call 740-383-9944. Again, that number is 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 27 years of experience working for you. Location, LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number is 740-262-0939. And we have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. It will be this Saturday, September the 19th, from 12 noon until 2 p.m. If you do not need to take advantage of this, of the free produce, please share this information with someone you know who could benefit from the free produce. Okay, and last but not least, Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-382-8552. I'd like to start my show off with a thought for today, and it's titled, A Little Courage and Some Letting Go. It takes honesty as well as courage to give ourselves a good shake and see things for what they are, not what we imagine them to be. To see is for better than not. It is nice to be able to see and also understand. I would not want to be blind, but sometimes we are blind to certain things, right? Mm. That's true. Without honest vision, we will keep being deceived by illusion and trapped by sorrow and game playing. It is time to set ourselves free. It just takes a little courage and some letting go. That's a thought for today. I will turn my attention now to Tim Jones. You may have heard him sound like he was grumbling in the background, but that's Tim Jones, and he is a consultant. He is affiliated with the Rehab and Recovery for Drugs, right? Mm-hmm. Program, yes. And a designer. An architect. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And a man with a lot of wisdom for his age. And I just really enjoy chit-chatting with him and see how God is using him. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
That's great.
Doing great, honestly. I can't complain, to be honest.
That's great. It's good to see you.
You too.
Yeah, holiday is over and we missed the popcorn festival and... Because they canceled everything, but...
I was looking forward to that, you know, I don't think people catch a corona outside, man. That's just my opinion. That's my opinion. I just...
You know, think it's all a hoax?
Yeah, I think, we outside.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Everybody not trying to touch everybody in the heat. You know, we're trying to avoid each other. We ain't trying to be all hugged up on each other. It's hot out.
I know.
We're trying to enjoy some stuff, so... I don't know. I just... Maybe next year.
Hopefully.
But it was missed. It was missed.
Yes, it was. Very much missed. You know, the, what was it? The dumplings and, not dumplings, but the apple. I think it was apple dumplings with the ice cream, scoop of ice cream. Oh, I love that. Yeah. You know.
Bourbon chicken. You know, people, I think people got their bourbon chicken fixed the other day out there at, on 95. So I know it's real big on Facebook. It's like, hey, do you get your bourbon chicken? Get your, so you know, those little spots are missed, you know, but that kind of made up for it.
Yeah, so. Yeah, you're right, kind of.
Yeah, we still miss the experience, though.
Yes, that's true.
The people, you know, it's just something that I feel like it brings the community together. The kids, you know, all the young kids out there standing by Faye Bank in the courthouse.
Yeah.
You know, it's just it's a culture thing, too.
It is.
We need to bring that back, whoever's in charge.
Yes, please do. Kiana and her dance crew.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. That's always entertaining. You know, they always do a great job.
Yes. The parade.
Yeah.
People come from all over
kids,
the world. Yeah.
The kids, they love being in the parade. They love waving. They love doing up the floats. You know, Wyandotte does a great, parade float?
Yes.
A couple
of
them, Whirlpool, all those people. So definitely missed that.
Yes, greatly missed. Mm-hmm. And like Tim says, hopefully next year we will be able to participate in some of the things that had to be canceled because of the age of COVID, which we are now still in.
Yeah.
Some of us, Tim said he's not in it, but
I'm not participating, guys. I'm sorry, I'm just not right now. I took a time out.
And you know what was so strange when I rode by the Marion Catholic Elementary School, mm-hmm. and all the little kids had their little mask mm-hmm. on, trying to run and play and breathe. Yep. You know,
yep, my daughter go to that school. And
does
yes,
she?
Yeah,
good, yeah. good.
So yes, I don't know, man. I walk in to the stores, you know, I go in a Kroger and I don't have a mask and stuff on when I go to places, but I'm just looking at everybody else like, man, this is weird. Like, y'all really succumbing to this? This is what y'all really? Okay, I'll take my chances. So maybe I'm different in mind, so.
I guess we all would like to do that.
It looks strange.
It does look
strange.
From
the outside looking, I'm telling you, it just looks just
so different.
Just honestly, just look at it and just watch all the people and just... Huh, okay, y'all really? Because I feel like they're vibrating in fear. You know what I'm saying? That's why it looks weird to me. It's like y'all really running around and being fearful of. It's. I mean, it's real. Let's not say it's not. I'm not saying it's a hoax. I'm not saying it's fake. But when will be a good time to move forward?
I think we're really trying to move forward, and you know, half the time. I have to make a trip back to my car because I didn't forgot it in the car.
I see people do it all the time.
You know, I got to go get this mask out, you know. And I think it's more or less I'm trying to honor the people who are saying you can't come in without one, you know.
Understandable.
Because I don't think it's as bad as they thought it was going to be. I put it like that, even though people are still... contracting the disease and dying.
Think about this. They test them more, but... the rate of it is down.
And that's good. I think it spikes and, you know, ebbs away and spikes. And I just feel sorry for the people who have lost loved ones, you know, from it. And maybe in the future. And from what they're saying, it may be another year.
Yeah, I hate it because I feel like people, we need each other, you know. And I think that's who's suffering the most. You know, the people that's at the nursing homes, you know, that's at the hospital. Like, come on, man. Like, you know, God say visit the sick and the shut in. Like,
it's
it means
true.
A lot, you know, for somebody to come through when you're feeling ill and just kind of make your day. It makes you feel alive. It makes you feel better. And for those people who don't have that interaction with the normalcy of having people around, that's tough. And if you don't have a will to live, I'm sorry, you're not.
Wow.
And that's what we're seeing. Like Dr. Mark, he works at a lot of nursing homes.
Okay.
And so we kind of get to discuss that. And that's one of the things from his observation that he sees.
Okay.
You know, and that's a toll on some of the people because, you know, they used to having the family members come in and visit, and now they can't.
All that's over.
Mm-hmm. Now they can't.
And also going to the hospital, you know, if you got to have surgery and all that, it's like, what, one person maybe?
Yeah, one person. My mom had to end up having surgery, and the only person that can go is my dad. He don't want to drop her off. Mm-hmm. He don't want anyone to see her. I mean, even though myself and my sister went out there, like, no, they wouldn't even let us in the door. They, like, it's like one of them people, yeah, well, what you want type deal.
Really?
Yeah, who are you looking for?
Wow.
So, yeah, it's just, that's rough. That's
it
rough.
Is.
And then... one thing, it's tough because a lot of the elderly, they don't use technology like that, like we do, mm-hmm. you know. And so they're not on FaceTime and, you know, those type of things. And some that do give their parents cell phones and stuff, they don't necessarily know how to use them.
I agree with that.
And so, like, man, they feel isolated. How's that different from being in a psychiatric ward?
Yeah, you have a point there.
Mentally is breaking them down, and once the mind goes, the body follows.
Wow, I had that down on my paper, like suicide, and it seems like suicide has gone up. And mm-hmm. what is your opinion about that? What drives a person to do? Before I go there, I want to go here.
Okay.
What happened in your life to push you toward the laws and precepts and commandments of God?
Honestly, I kind of
was it something tragic?
No, I was kind of always attracted to the light. To be honest, it's weird. When I was six, I said I wanted to be a preacher. I was in my grandma's kitchen, and I remember saying that. And I remember when I was younger at my grandma's house, my grandma woman's house in Biscayne, I told her, I told God, I'm like, what's your name? You know, like, I understood that. Like, I understood, like, you know, God is a title. I'm like, my dad, but my dad has a name. I have a name. What's your name? And it wasn't probably until about 28 years later he revealed that name to me. But I always kind of had some type of passion for the word as a kid. Mm-hmm. And I remember telling God, I was like, I want to be a pastor one day. And I was young.
Wow. So you were called.
I don't know. But yeah. I just know it was on my heart, and I never ever really necessarily strayed from the word. I was my grandma Bailey, you know, as a young kid, she kept us in church. You know, we used to watch little tapes, mm-hmm. Charity Church Miles, all these sing-alongs and all that stuff. So when we went to visit her, that's what we had on the TV, and then we would play like bingo and just, you know, do stuff as a family, and she'd bake cakes and stuff. And I remember that, and it was just always a good time. But she always had an encouraging word for everybody, mm-hmm. and she had volumes of notebooks of just like scriptures, encouraging writings and beautiful writings and those type of things. And I was attracted to that even as a kid. So I don't really know if it was anything tragic. It was just, I felt like it was just there.
Just called. The interest. Yeah, you were called. Mm. Before the foundation of the world is how the Bible puts it.
Yes. Yeah.
We don't know why we are called, but we're just called. And like you said, we're attracted. Mm-hmm. To the words of God, and we're in them all the time and reading them as much as we can anyway. But that did cross my mind. I said, well, he's such a young man. Now, how did he get so involved in the word of God? And I just wanted to share that with our audience, because you are regular on the show now, at least with the first Monday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tim is here, and he's here today, and he really enlightens the audience, the mic, the airwaves, with your knowledge and with your wisdom of God, and how he has applied those things to his life, and not only to his life, but even in his work, mm-hmm. his everyday work. And when I open up the thought for today, focus on courage. And I know, like you're saying, we're going through this COVID thing, mm-hmm. right? And are we walking around in fear? Because more people wearing masks now than used to anyway when it first started. So what would be your words of wisdom to us who are out here trying to go by the rules and the regulations? Courage, how would that make play a role in our lives during this time of COVID?
Yeah, absolutely. I always tell people, you know, be diligent and don't necessarily be foolish. In a sense, like in boxing, protect yourself at all times. So, if I'm going to a hospital I'm going to ICU unit or something like that, and mm-hmm. there's a lot of people that's sick, then I'm gonna respect it. I'm gonna wear my mask and those things. But as far as for myself, I feel good. I feel great. I'm, mm-hmm. And everybody has this fear of being sick now. Like, you're afraid to cough, you're afraid to sneeze, you're afraid, like, you get a sore throat, and you're like, oh, like an alarm goes off, and it can kind of drive you insane.
Mm-hmm.
But think about it. Was you doing that before?
No.
You know, before all this? But it's I don't want to say scare tactic. It's just you're operating in fear, you know. But I feel like we have to get back to some form of normalcy, some form of regular routine of just let's just go. Let's not, in a sense, be foolish. Let's respect others. It's almost like, in a sense, if I come to your house and mm-hmm. I have to take my shoes off, I'm going to take my shoes off at the door.
Right.
You know, that's
if I require that,
yeah,
right.
That's what you require in the rules. So for that sake, if that rule's reinforced, then yeah, I will wear my mask. But I don't want to run around, in a sense, just operating what I see in a sense of fear. You know, you can't get the hot mask on and just looking crazy, you know, just for me. That's my opinion, but
it's definitely strange and unusual for us, especially in the United States, to walk mm-hmm. around like that. And I don't know if they're still doing this worldwide or not. I haven't really paid much attention.
Research, you'll find out. No, but
to the news lately, not mm-hmm. like I should. I just haven't been in the news like I used to. You know, it's because there was so much going on, and like when COVID started, yeah, I was there trying to find out what's going on, what mm-hmm. I needed to do and not do, and things like that. Now it's politics.
Mm-hmm.
Getting very close to voting for a president.
Yeah.
And, like you said, fear. Now this is another big choice that we have to make. The politic thing. Whether who we're going to vote for and why we're going to vote. Now, that also has a level of fear. Yeah. You agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
I do too. So how can you talk to us about courage in that category, voting?
I think you should honestly just, if you're going to vote and you want to participate in that, just be real informed, be educated, and know why. Mm-hmm. Have your why. What's your reasoning? Why? And just don't put, don't just do it because somebody else. I'm this because my mom was this. I'm that because. You know, go with what makes you feel good. Go with who makes you feel the most comfortable, you know. So just be educated. You know, I don't participate too much in politics. Reason being because it's a nasty game. It's, mm-hmm. It can be very, cause a lot of division.
True.
Not only in thoughts, but also in households. So I don't necessarily participate in it. But my brother, he's always, he wants to be a politician.
Okay.
You know, so he's always up on date. And so when he speaks, I listen.
Okay.
I don't know too much on it. And on topics, I won't speak on if I don't know anything mm-hmm. about it. I'll listen and I'll learn.
Right.
And I'll pick some things and I'll become educated in that. But at the end of the day, you know, yes, these guys, it takes a whole, regardless, Republican, Democrat, whatever, it takes a whole to turn some things around. And not one side is going to do it, not the other side is going to do it. It's everybody coming together. You know, when you're playing two sides of the spectrum, that's called opposition. Two is a beautiful number for duality, mm-hmm. but it also means opposition.
Right.
You know, so, you know, who's winning, who's losing? Somebody got to take a loss, you know?
That's true. Somebody does have to take a loss, and parties are jumping over mm-hmm. from where they was to what's new and different to them as far mm-hmm. as what party or political party. But I really agree with you about don't vote because your parents voted that way. Educate yourself about each mm-hmm. candidate, what they stand for. Mm-hmm. Because the way the world is going is moving
maybe
too fast. Mm-hmm. It's like we were focused on COVID and civil unrest, and here we are. It's almost October. The year's about gone.
Yeah.
You know, where our mind was somewhere mm-hmm. else, you know, life is just passing us by.
Yep.
So here we are. It's time to vote. And did any of us take the time to educate ourselves to look to see what our president, who is right now on the throne
mm-hmm.
of the country, you know, mm-hmm. Or Joe Biden and his new Kamala Harris, right?
Like I said, I don't try to follow too much.
You don't know.
That's just me.
His new elected vice president okay. is going to run with him. But yeah, it's a lot of people have a lot of fear about mm-hmm. which way the world is going to go.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you know, you still got to wake up and go to work. You still got to make things happen, you know, and I'm quite sure whatever happens, this is the thing about the brain and the mind. It's smart. It always coming up with solutions. You know, sometimes we operate in anxiety, meaning we're trying to be too far in the future mm-hmm. and trying to predict things that haven't happened yet. Why? You'll know what to do when you come across that bridge. You'll know exactly how to cross it, you know. And so whatever happens, whatever's going on, we will know exactly what to do within that time. It always happens. You never got in a situation in the same sense where you just completely cut off guard and surprised. If not, right. then if you are, then you have the information, you have the tools, and you have the knowledge in a sense to assess and even fix what's going on.
Right.
You know, so don't put all your hope in an entity. Don't put all your hope in one person. Put your hope in one, number one, God, and then also your abilities that right. God has given you to overcome whatever.
Right.
Whatever, because right. you will overcome.
Right.
Whether good or bad.
I like what you said. You know, sometimes we are too far in the future.
Mm-hmm.
We're already looking at what's going to happen, like down the road, and just like, you know, the Bible talks about Revelation, which is a future event,
mm-hmm.
and all that's rumbling around. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, you hear all these different ministers and pastors and teachers talk about it and all these programs on TV about it. And we already had this scare mm-hmm. with COVID and the civil unrest, and people are dying. It's like, I may be wrong about that, but it's like people are living longer and dying younger,
mm-hmm.
like fast.
Mm-hmm.
And even in that, there's fear.
Yeah.
Even in that. And now I think they said the suicide rate has gone up.
Mm.
Now, what I want you to do now is talk to somebody as if you know they're sitting there contemplating ending their life.
Number one, let's take a step back before we go into that. Like, I see a thing with the younger generation, probably kids around 2000 millennials on up. It seems like they haven't been taught to properly deal with their emotions, right? And I think, number one, we have to come back to teaching them how to articulate how to deal with their feelings and their emotions, because they've seen a lot of stuff. You got to understand, 98 was when Windows came out. Right? That's
right.
The very start of the internet. The internet was born. So they 2 years into that, and now what they're seeing is digital. So they're being desensitized. They begin, because the internet is very desensitizing. It can be.
Yeah, because it's not reality, yeah, right?
They began seeing, a lot of it is, but it's just, okay, Saturday morning cartoons, there's certain things that you can and can't show.
Right.
But mm-hmm. if you put it on YouTube, they don't have to follow those barriers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So YouTube Kids is a lot different than watching Saturday morning cartoons.
Okay.
It's a lot of different advertising and those type of things, right? So what we have is these kids are growing up, and in a sense they're seeing a lot of things that can be very desensitizing, and they don't know which way to go. They don't necessarily express themselves, and when you're seeing a bunch of desensitizing things, you tend to in a sense grab on and gravitate towards that. So if you're seeing if you're growing up, you've seen a lot of stuff with just only way I know how to express myself is through anger, only way I know how to express myself is depression and this, that, and the third, then you don't know how to deal with that. Also, you got to look at how were they being fed, what are they being downloaded. Women, girls, if you look at them right now, especially colored women, especially women of color, look at the hairstyles. They got the bun and they got the swoops, right? Seems like every young girl has that, right? That's their ideal of what beauty is, mm-hmm. right? They got the long eyelashes that they're doing right now, look like broomsticks,
right?
That's their idea of beauty, right? That's just my opinion, right?
Yeah, okay.
That's just my opinion.
Okay.
So they're being shaped of how to think, what things should look like. Then you got social media. Everybody, I call social media a highlight. This is your highlight reel, right?
Mm-hmm,
you're showing everything that's good. Like, if we're watching a basketball game and we're watching a boring game, but you got two electrifying dunks mm-hmm. in that game, what you think ESPN going to show the next day?
Same
those
thing.
Dunks. They're going
right.
to show those electrifying dunks. They're going to show the highlights. So what we see on Facebook, even all the time, we see the highlights of what's going on in a person's life. We're not seeing necessarily the real life. Everything looks so glam. Mm-hmm. Everything looks so perfect. Mm-hmm. So you got people, even in a sense, especially younger kids, conforming to this is the way we should look. This is the way relationships should be. Mm. This is how this should be. So you're being, it's suggestive thinking. Mm-hmm. It's not you. Because right. you're sitting there thinking this is how we should be, this is how we should act. Then let's look at the music culture. Let's look at all the information that they're receiving. And there's so much information out there that it's hard for you to determine what's real and what's fake. Mm-hmm. What's real and what's fake. And if you can't determine what's real and what's fake, then you'll fall for just about anything. You have no discernment in it, too. And then you get lost in self. So now we have a lot of these kids who, because of the standards of, to me, social media and what's going on, they feel like they have to live up to a certain par. And if you don't live up to this certain par, if you don't look like this certain look and all this other stuff, then you're nobody. See, attention is the number one currency in the world. Understand, where there's attention, there's money. You feel relevant. You feel alive. Oh, somebody noticed me. Oh, I got 15 likes. Right. Ooh, let me see if I can get 16. Really, you get dopamine shots from that. Every time that phone buzzes,
right,
you got to look down at it.
True.
That's dopamine. And then you got to grab it and see what's going on, because you don't want to be left behind either. Mm. So it's got to be a way to turn this off, right? And so what we're having is kids can't conform to what they're seeing. They can't even articulate necessarily how they're feeling. They don't need, through social media, they don't even feel like they can talk to people. But you can sit there and be like, everything's good, because if I put Tim, I'm having a bad day, you know, of course a lot of people might like, and you might get a little bit of encouraging things, but you can't really say how you're feeling without looking crazy.
And they lack communication.
Lack communication.
Mm-hmm. To communicate.
Yeah. And you know, but you ask somebody what's going on, oh, bro, nothing. That's what you're going to default to, something wrong with you? How you feeling? You know, life ain't always got to be good. It's okay sometimes, but we can.
That's not funny, but you're right.
We can make it good, but that's what we default to. Like, hey, how's your day? Oh, it's fine. Nah, tell me how your day is. What's going on with you? I had a person today. I had to have somebody else speak with this person. You know, they come in and it was off. Energy was off. And normally, me and this person would converse, and this person got energy and all that. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? Asking about her day, everything general. That's a sign right there. That's a red flag. Like, you know, usually we go in depth, we go in detail, we have a good time.
Right.
And so I had another person speak with them, and it's just like, yo, something wrong. A red flag. You know, and that's what we got to notice. We got to take the time out to begin to will people into your world. See, right now I'm in my world.
Right.
And you're in your world. And right now we're willing each other into our existence by acknowledging each other. Right.
Right.
We have some type of interest. We have attention going on. Okay. Now we have to be able to pay attention to our younger kids and see what's going on with them. Will them into our world and figure out, hey, what's going on with you mentally? Because their mental health is not there. They seeing a lot of desensitizing stuff. It's different. Young kids are dying left and right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I never, like, when I was growing up, I can't remember one kid that I can't remember going to another child's funeral.
Yeah.
Ever. Not middle school, high school, maybe the first time. Not elementary. None of that, but
and
now
that's different for me, because I don't even remember that when I was growing up, you know.
Yeah, and so now we have kids, younger kids, going to their friend's funeral. You know how mentally tough that can be on a child,
yeah.
And then not to be able to express that. But when we default to just expressing anger, you know, that's tough. Or you close up completely and shut down completely. That's tough. We need to pour into the younger crowd, the younger generation, and really uplift them. And they know they can do anything, but also at the same time, you know, they got to understand this social media stuff is just highlight reels, too. It's highlight reels, you know, but, you know, this attention, that's the new currency.
So then that leads us back to having confidence and courage to be able to change. Or at least come to them that way.
Mm-hmm. take interest in their lives. You know, they may not, in a sense, they may not open up to you at first because they're all about trust. You got to build some type of trust and some type of relationships with these kids. And they got to be able to relate to you, too. Even if you can't relate to them, find somebody that can.
That can.
Find somebody that speak their language.
And I'm glad you went there first with the youth. Because right now, that is a big issue. One of our biggest issues that we're dealing with in our society are our young people. Like you said, all that we go through, they witness. And how we handle it or not handle it. Like you said, they're in their room playing their games or whatever with their friends. Now, they don't even have to be in the same room with you to play on the...
You play with people across the world. Xbox, PlayStations, computers.
All over the world, you can play with somebody on that Xbox. And not know them and really not even communicate, right?
Yeah, like it's funny. I got three guys I play with because I play Call of Duty, and when I played Blackout, that's the one before, I had three guys that I played with all the time. Never met them, best friends. I probably die for these guys. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because we built a bond, and it was through that. So yeah, like you can build bonds with complete strangers, and feel good. And we talked about everything, you know. One time my guy had a bad cold. I'm like, yo, go get you some lemon and go get you some apple cider vinegar. And you mix that and it's going to knock that cold right out. Right. And then the next day he said, Tim, I tried it, man. And that stuff works, you know. And it's just we shared a lot. We shared a lot of good times and, you know, and understood where they was at and where they lived and what they're doing on the weekends. And you get to asking about their family and, you know, the kids and all that. And you never, ever met them in person. Don't know what they look like in person, but you know their voice.
I saw your little game thing on Facebook.
Did you have fun with it?
Create that yourself? Really?
Yeah. I'll be having fun with it. You know, I got a lot of talent, I think.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Just trying not to bury them.
No, do not bury them. I mean... Now, how could you get that game to be one on the Xbox? Or is it already on
Xbox? It's already on the Xbox. It's on all platforms.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they make billions. They make billions and make it available to everybody.
That's really smart. That's really smart. Because if you're doing something you like, make the best out of it, right?
Yep.
If you like it. And you like it. And a lot of young boys do.
Yeah.
Young men, that's
what they
are.
And you connect with a lot of people. I mean, young men, older men, women, young women, older, you know what I mean? You connect with a lot of people through that because, you know, that's a form of escape. You know, I'm trying to get away from, you know, some things COVID. I do daily. Yeah, and I just get on there and we have a good old time, my brothers, my cousins, you know, we all on there chatting it up and talking trash, and it's just a wonderful thing. It's exciting.
Okay, so you're not talking against Xbox.
No. I mean, at the same time, you got to protect, you know, there's good and bads.
True.
You know what I mean? Same thing. There's good and there's bad. There's some things that I heard that's happening on Fortnite where you can go and watch something inside the game where it's showing, like, pornography or something. It's crazy. So, like, you got to protect, like, parents, you need to know what your kids are getting into, too. You know what I mean? And, keep an eye on it because the world is sick, you know, and this is technology that we're talking about. Anything can sneak through the crevice, whether somebody's allowing it to happen or it happened by accident.
Right.
You know, we don't know who's behind the software developing portion of it. You know, you don't know. That person could have a sick, sadistic, twisted mind, you know, and we got to really think. It's a lot of kids on there, you know. It's a lot of adults, but it's also a lot of young kids on there.
Who are vulnerable to different images and things, you know. And even some adults can't handle some of those images, you know.
Yep.
But that's flesh. Fleshly stuff, you know. So, but I'm so glad that you talked about the young people because we do need to set up some type of platform where we can reach them. Somehow, like you said, if I can't, then find someone who can, you know. And you're good at that, Tim. You're real good at that. For these young men that, who will be released from prison. You know, they got caught up in the hype and don't know how to get out of it.
Yep.
You know, because they're still looking at one way, and their mind has to be the renewing of the mind,
yep.
right?
Yep, absolutely.
It has to be renewed. And now that's big. That's big. And it hurts, I guess, myself, because I had all daughters. I have three grandsons, and they mean the world to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I want the best for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurts me to see them get caught up.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't, you know what I'm saying? Yep. I really can't get them out of, even though no matter how hard I try, yep. you know, it's grandma this and grandma that. I love you, mm-hmm. grandma. But I'm like, I understand that, but how can I help you?
Yeah.
I need to help you. I want to help you, you know. I'm all right. Yeah. You yeah. think, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're not.
No.
I don't think so. I don't think so. At least one of them's not.
A lot of times we default to what we know. What we was taught, that behavior, you know, and sometimes it's uncomfortable to break a certain behavior pattern, because think about it, all the experience that we're creating and all this, even the thought patterns, it creates, like when the neurons are firing, it creates a sequence, and mm-hmm. it remembers that sequence, and it says, okay, when that situation comes up again, this is what we do. This is what we do. It defaults.
The same thing, right?
And this is why you see people. It's like a vicious cycle. Mm-hmm. Let's say they get caught up in the street life, right? They go to jail, they come out, they try to do good for a minute, but it's like, hold up, this is what we do. And they go back to doing the same thing. And it's rinse and repeat, because every decision that you make gives you results. So if you keep making the same decisions, you're going to get the same
results.
It doesn't care. Life doesn't care about good or bad. It doesn't. Reality does not measure good or bad. It says decision, result. Decision, result. So if I decide to rob a bank, right, let's say different, let's look at both sides of the coin. If I get away with robbing a bank, that's good for me. Wow, I got away with it. Somebody else looking from the outside in, like, no, you're knocking off banks. What are you doing? You know what I'm saying? That's a bad thing.
Right.
Now let's say I do it and I get caught. Oh, my God, that's horrible. You know what I'm saying? Somebody else be like, that's great. You were knocking off banks. But at the end of the day,
right.
what life said was, here, Tim, this is a decision that you made. Here's the result.
Right.
Now deal with it. Now live with it.
Right.
You ain't got no choice.
And you have to live with it mm-hmm. once you've made that decision, that yep. choice, and you go act it out and you do this mm-hmm. thing, then you have to suffer the consequences.
Mm-hmm. And consequences can be good or bad.
And how, and not just my grandson, but there's many young men out there. They're just in this vicious cycle, and mm-hmm. it's like they can't get out of it because, like you said, this is what they know. This is mm-hmm. what's comfortable.
Yep, until we change our environments, the people, places, and things, that's the tough part. We are products of our environments, whether you know it
or
whether
yeah.
you don't know it, you are, you know. And so even in a sense, let's say I grew up in, let's say my dad was a hustler, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I knew. What do you think I'm going to do when I grow up?
You're going to be a hustler.
I'm going to be a hustler. I'm like, this is how dad got it, so I'm going to get it. So even if I try to do a 9-to-5, right, I'm going to feel super duper uncomfortable. This ain't my lifestyle. We don't do this where I'm from. I wasn't raised like this. We say all those things. But the more and more, if I worked at that 9-to-5, the more and more comfortable I'll get with working at that 9-to-5.
Right.
And the more acclimated I get. So now it's a form of discipline. Okay, are you willing to change up the people, places, and things and stick to something that's more positive? But now you got to be disciplined in that, because you're going to be super uncomfortable when you first start to mingle and you first start to put yourself out there. Mm-hmm. You're going into a different environment.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's going to be, people are going to talk different.
Right.
People are going to maybe even look different.
Yeah.
People are going to definitely act different and behave different.
Right.
Now, either going to conform to that, or you're going to say, you know what, we don't do that where I'm from. I'm going back over here. But you have to be disciplined, and the longer and longer you practice that,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
then it becomes permanent. You no longer have to think about it. Now you're
wow.
comfortable, because it's programmed into your subconscious. We
right.
ain't nothing but a big computer.
True.
It's what can we program into the subconscious that we don't have to think about. It's those things that we have to think about that becomes, it's not natural. Like Steph Curry, why is he a good shooter? Because it's natural. Those deep shots he does them all the time. You don't have to think about it. He's not sitting there saying, is my elbow in? Is my elbow out? Did I flick my wrist?
right,
he's catching
right.
the ball, and he's shooting.
Mm-hmm.
He did that shot a million times.
Mm.
So now he knows when he catch that ball, he
what
can, in
do,
a sense,
automatic.
Look like, it's automatic.
Mm.
It's automatic.
Right.
Same thing.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's right there, that's a formula to achievement. That's a
right.
formula to success. That's the formula to success. Be disciplined. Do it enough to where you don't no longer have to think about it. People that play the stock market and all that, they day traders. They right. do it every day.
Every day.
They become good at it. They become great at it. They become masters at it. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they do it every single day. And if they don't do it, their whole day is shot. Messed up. People that's...
Because they're that involved, aren't they?
Yeah. People that practice fitness. Shout out to my guy, Sherrell McDuffie. Every day, he's in that gym. He's working out. He's eating right. Mm-hmm. I guarantee right now, if he went tomorrow without working out, his whole day going to be messed up.
Oh, my.
Messed up. Why? Because he's disciplined and he's in that routine. Mm-hmm. He's disciplined and he's in that routine. So the same thing. You just have to do it enough. Now, understanding your mind, understanding subconscious, right? Mm-hmm. The way you feel, you can get caught up. And your feelings can become normal. Like, I think about people's stress. Like, some people live in a high level of stress.
Right.
But it's normal to them. It's normal to them. It's not normal to us, but it's normal to them. And the way they might feel all the time while they're maneuvering through that stress, they might feel a lot of anxiety or depression or whatever it may be. And then when they finally time for them to be happy about something, they can't, because the brain says, hey, wait a minute, what are you doing? We like to feel like this.
Don't even take me there, but yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. I know somebody like that.
They can't be happy even with the smallest, and if they are happy, it's only for a brief second.
Yeah.
And they think something's wrong with them. It's because literally you're defaulting back to what's normal, like you're normally feeling stress and anxiety and all this other stuff. So you're going to keep defaulting to that until you break that cycle, the thought pattern.
And even though they're not happy there.
Yeah, they're not. But they're comfortable. I'm going to tell you a story about a dog sitting on the nail. It was an old man. He had a dog was sitting on the nail. The grandson come up and said, why is the dog making that noise? He said, he's sitting on the nail. He said, well, Grandpa, why don't you do something? He said, no, when he get tired of sitting on the nail, he'll get up. But it became a normal thing for the dog to just be yiping and crying just to sit on the nail. And that's what happens to us. It becomes so normal that it's just, oh, this is the way it is. They think that's the way it is. But you have to change your thoughts. And once you change your thoughts, you change your belief system, you know, turn them over to positive, and then you change your behavior. What you think is how you feel. What you think is what you believe. What you believe is how you feel.
Whoa.
And how you behave.
Wow.
So right now, if you see him, I'm like, Miss Sims, think of something sad. Think of the saddest moment in your life. Guess how you're going to feel. You're not going to feel happy.
No, I'm not going to feel happy.
You're going to feel sad.
But I don't want to stay there too long. For sure.
And some people do that. Some people do that. They get caught in the past, depression. That's past. You're caught in the future, anxiety, right? So people get caught up in the past, but they sit there.
And dwell in it.
And those emotions are alive. It wants to live just as much as you. They don't want to go nowhere. Mm. That's why we either transfer that energy or we transmute it, change it.
So if
I come here angry and upset, I can upset you. But if I do, if you allow me to upset you, I transfer that energy to you. But if not, if you're like, Tim, what's going on? You don't normally act like this. You just transmuted it because you're not even taking it home with you. He's like, blocked it. So
of course not. I don't want to take it home with me.
No, but people do it all the time.
Right.
We do it all the time. But that's the thing. We get caught. We get caught in the certain emotions, and it becomes normal.
Right.
And it's the negative emotions.
And it becomes you as a person. It
becomes a personality trait. You ever see somebody be like, oh, that's just the way that person is?
Yeah, that's just them.
That's just them. It's sad.
It is sad.
Because they've been doing it so long that that's what they're known for.
Right. That's what they're known for.
And so it's up to them to break that cycle. But a lot of them are not aware. If you're not aware, you can't control anything.
And when you try to tell a person or suggest something different, they don't want to hear that.
Oh, no. Some people don't want a solution. They're okay with the attention that they get with the negativity. Some people don't want a solution because it's like that kid that acts out. Mm-hmm. All the time. Really, all that kid wants is some attention. That kid wants positive attention, but he just wants attention. So it doesn't matter what he or she is doing. And so they might even go down a negative path. But as long as I get mom and dad to say something to me, or as long as I got they eyes on me and they pay me some attention, that's better than nothing. That's better than feeling invisible.
Mm. Wow. So would you like to be back on tomorrow?
Yes, I can.
Really? Yeah, so we can continue this vein that you are on, especially about the young people.
Yeah,
and the renewing of the mind and how we can reach them, because we don't want to lose this generation.
Yeah, we need them.
You know, yes, we do need them all very much. And their children that they're going to produce.
Beautiful.
You know, we don't want to lose anyone. So put your hands together. Tim's coming back tomorrow. Man. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
There were some subjects that we didn't get to yet, but we're going to visit that again tomorrow. And thank you for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. And Tim, say see you tomorrow.
Well, I guess I'll see you guys tomorrow. Thank you.
Yes,
thanks for having me.
Yes. Much needed. We have to reach these young people and hopefully turn their lives around to the positive, because we just can't go down like that. I'm not comfortable with it.
We can't afford losing them.
No, we can't afford to lose them.
They the future, you know, and this life is just, it's just different now, you know, and they got to live in this different world, you know.
Yes, it is.
I like
yes,
that show, it's a different world, you know, and that's what it is. And that's why, honestly, that's why I do a lot
Next
of
Next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
You know, Abe, there's been this thing for years that people thought you were dead. Do you think that has worked against you in your career?
Well, I wasn't that crazy about it, but I accepted it. That's what it was. People thought I was dead. And I would walk into a Bloomingdale's department store. The salesman said, "You know, you look like the late Abe Vigoda." I said, "Oh, really? Well, then I think I'll buy a suit and, now that you mention that." "Why?" "Because I'm alive, young man." The man couldn't believe it.
To Emmy Award-winning star of Picket Fences, Five-ish Finkel.
What's the secret to getting to 92?
You don't know, I always believe in one thing, that the Lord up there, he calls you when he needs you.
Is there a role?
And he says, "I don't want you, Five-ish. I got better acts than you upstairs." He says, "I'll call you when I have a vacancy." I says, "Take your time, Lord."
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Search for us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from The Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead. We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marion Moments. In 1886, three newspapers operated in the town, including the Marion Star, with Warren G. Harding, eventual President of the United States, serving as the paper's editor. In addition to the newspapers, 15 churches and 4 banks existed in the community.
Celebrities, current events, and the best in talk on WWGH 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Scott Spears also takes your calls live on the air at 740-383-9944.
Hi, this is Steve Boom Boom Cannon, and you are tuned to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Give it a listen.
And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
You know, Scott, when President Trump announced he was running for president, I called him an egotistical jerk.
Yes, I do remember that. Has your mind changed?
Well, no.
No?
See, you thought I meant that in a negative way. Rookie mistake.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Programs on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters. Telephone number